crazy, isn't it? Sucks if you're a Pelicans fan.
Zing! Right, so here's my thing. I feel like it's a bit of a sideways move for them to hire Alvin Gentry. I understand it as in, like, obviously he brings experience, and it, I think it's more of a his style as well. It's like more of a get up and down the court. I mean, obviously Nash in, what, 2010 and that Suns team, like, I think that's the pace they're going to be sort of looking at. And this year he has sort of overseen the defense for the Golden State Warriors.
Offensively.
Here it comes. Well, defensively, he's been overlooking the defense this
season. Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I mean, which is...
have tipped in.
Yeah, right?
Jeez, times have changed.
So I get that, and I understand that. I still think it's a sideways move, but the one thing I don't get that no one seems to be talking about is how the hell he beat out Jeff Van Gundy for the job.
That is a good point. How did he do that?
Because Jeff Van Gundy, I believe, had two interviews with the... with the Pelicans. So what was the tipping point? It's kind of that thing, right? Like everyone... Look, I'm not saying Jeff Van Gundy's a bad coach. I think he's quite a decent coach. Yep. Do I think he's a little bit overrated? Yeah. He hasn't been in the coaching circles for a long time. I don't know. It feels like every year that Van Gundy's not in the league coaching, it's like, why isn't a team going after Van Gundy? Obviously, he's been holding off for a while.
One reason he was interested in the Pelicans job was... because of Davis. I think that really intrigues him. I mean, he's got a pretty good track record coaching big guys. Took a Knicks team that probably shouldn't have gone to the finals. And maybe, who knows, maybe he's just gone, you know what? Nah, not this time. I'll wait for a better team. I think he's just waiting for that prime job.
I don't want to sit next to Mark Jackson for another season. All right, low blow, sorry.
You're a dickhead. Maybe Van Gundy just said thanks, but no thanks.
Maybe. I don't think that's the case, but maybe. I mean, hey.
We don't know. I mean, I reckon he's waiting for that plum job. I reckon if like, why the Bulls wouldn't send him out, I don't know. That's, I mean, I know they've got their sights set on Hoiberg. I reckon he'd interview at the Timberwolves if they'd asked him to.
You want
to
hear my new nickname for the Bulls and Hoiberg?
What's that?
Hoi! Kind of sums up the whole situation for me.
Silence is deafening. On my end.
But I don't know, yeah, it's just a little bit strange.
I don't think it's that strange. I think you're building it up to be something.
Oh, thanks.
Well, we know what you like.
I mean, in some sense, I get it for the Pelicans. I don't know that he's going to do a better job than what Monty was doing there, but... hey, he does have a little bit more better track record than Monty. In saying that, though, they knew Thibs was free, right?
Apparently, but...
I mean, same could be said for Orlando. I mean...
Maybe Thibs, thanks to the Bulls, Thibs has got a bit of stank on him now.
Yeah. Do we want to get into that?
Well...
we probably should, right?
Why not? Freaking... the way he was treated.
You know what I love about the whole thing? The thing, as much as Bulls management have tried to trash his rep and shown how classy they really are, I like the fact that Thibs has said nothing. That speaks volumes to me. Like that, honestly, that just goes, you know what? Let these clowns say what they want. I mean, how do you argue with his record? I mean, okay, look. Whatever it's from all the reports that have come out, it just sounds like the Bulls have had the Hoiberg thing in place for a while. You know, there's already, you know, it'd probably be announced sooner, I would say, you know, that 5 years, 25 mil deal on the table for him. But, you know, it does sound like they've had this in plan for a while. But, I mean, why the leak of there were three starters in the Chicago team that... you know, that had problems with Coach Thibs. I mean, they certainly didn't play that way.
Well, I thought they played for him for the amount of time he was there.
I mean,
however long he was there, it's weird.
Well, what? Coach of the Year in 2011. They've made the playoffs every single year he's been there. He's withstood a franchise player major injury, and he still has the guys ready to go. Okay, yes, you know what? I will agree in the sense that, yep, he probably does play guys maybe a little bit too long, doesn't use enough of the bench. I can get that. But couldn't something like that be resolved in a sit-down conversation?
It's also, I see that too, but it's also pretty hard when they get rid of Kyle Korver and who's the other guy they let go, Augustine and CJ Watson. Like, I'm sure if they were there this playoffs, he would have played them.
It's just that thing, it must be so hard, like such a hard pill for Chicago fans themselves to swallow. When is management held accountable?
Well, exactly. Who would you rather have, Dunleavy or Kyle Korver?
Yeah.
I know, I'd rather have. But like Stu Benson said on the courtside page, Paul Caps courtside on Facebook, the Bulls management have got a little history doing this.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Just ask Vinny Del Negro.
And Phil Jackson before that.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan and Horace Grant, all the rest of them. It's even Paxson, when he was GM, had issues with Garth Foreman. They've seemed to have ironed their differences out, but
I mean,
got a history of it down there.
It's that thing, like, Hoiberg, hoi, he's their new, their new golden child down in Chicago. How long is it until he's disgruntled there?
Give it 2 years before stories start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear the name Fred Hoiberg, I always think of, like, he should be in Revenge of the Nerds or something.
He played for the Bulls, right?
He did.
Now, did he play for Minnesota, or did he just assistant coach there or something? I can't remember.
He played a year or a year and a bit with Minnesota from memory, then he had got that heart condition.
Because, I've got to admit, I don't remember him actually suiting up for a Chicago Bulls team, but I do remember him down in Minnesota, but I just couldn't remember if it was more of a coaching stint he had down there or as a player or maybe both. But, yeah, maybe the fans on the courtside page can let me know. Fill my memory in. Would you have a problem if you were a coach?
I don't have any problems.
Well, I mean, would you have a problem as a coach going into a situation when they already have a coach? Like, because it feels like this deal has already had been made behind the back, if you will, of Coach Thibs.
Are you saying Hoiberg's danced on...
I'm just saying it doesn't leave a nice taste in the mouth if that's the case.
It's not Hoiberg's fault. I mean, they've sounded him out. He's probably said to them, and he seems to be the type of guy that just goes, look, don't... I don't want any of this coming out until Tibbs is gone. I don't want to step on his toes or whatever. But I think you're right. They've had this in play for a while. They probably wanted to beat it.
But even that,
in Minnesota,
man, even that opening press conference from Chicago, like just the way they spoke of Tibbs, it's like not even like a thank you. Do you know what I mean? There was a right and wrong way to go around that. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. He will lead a team to a title one year. And he'll stick it right up him. Hoiberg played from 1999 to 2003 at the Bulls.
There you go.
And 2003 to 2005 with Minnesota.
Ah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Look, stay classy, Chicago. Come on now. No need for that.
Yeah, it's... I'm hoping we pick him up.
Well, here's the next thing. There's still 9 mil left on the table for Thibs. So he can more than take, you know, next season off. He does seem like a guy who would find it hard to stay away from the game for that year, but I could actually see him stay away for a year. Do you think he coaches again next year, or I think he takes the season off and regroups?
I think it's the season off. Yeah. May as well freshen up. Maybe do a bit of media or just spend time with his family for a year and then go back. I mean, there's going to be jobs opening up. Hopefully Byron Scott's gone. Just get Tibbs in. I reckon they will, because we've got a history of getting good coaches in. So look at me talking about Lakers again every chance I get.
You had your show, all right?
Yeah, I know, but still, I just love talking about them.
So I don't know if you saw the news today. I only just put it up on the Facebook page. All caps courtside. Your boy.
I've got many boys. Which boy is this?
Greg Oden.
Soon to be your boy.
My team, Memphis Grizzly, expressing interest. We don't know the level of interest and what that entails. I mean, obviously there's the intrigue of, you know, the Mike Conley connection with Greg Oden. I've said this many times on the show, you know, it feels like the he's a little bit done and dusted. But
don't be stupid.
Well, look, but a healthy Greg Oden, we certainly saw glimpses of how scary that kid could be down in Portland. That's for sure.
I'm expecting 20-10
on the comeback. Hussein Whiteside breakouts. Is that what you're expecting?
Look, if his knees could hold up for a year and if he was a starter, then he could give you 8-9. But that's just me. Maybe I'm too high on the kid. But look, it's a good backup. I mean, I reckon if he stays fit, he's better than, what's that other bloke there, Fisenko? Is it Fisenko or Kufis? Kufis.
He's not better than Kufis, I don't think.
Oh, I'd say he's a touch better than Kufis.
I think you're dreaming.
Better shot blocker, better rebounder.
Dreaming, better. Well, look,
better inside.
I don't
if his knees hold up, mate.
Well, look, okay, that's a lot of ifs.
Comes cheap, mate. He's worth a gamble.
Is Greg Oden really what Memphis need? Okay, look, I'll agree with the whole concept that, you know, if he's healthy, he can't hurt. But what are the Grizzlies doing that's going to get them past Golden State next year? You know, they just couldn't get past them this season. Sure, a lot of Grizz fans, you know, will bring it down to health. I mean, going forward for Memphis, is Greg Oden really what they need right now?
Well, he's just going to be handy, mate. I mean, you've got an ageing front line, so any rest he can give Gasol and Randolph, I'm all for it. But what they need to do, I mean, stick a rocket up Jeff Green for a start.
Oh, my goodness. Boston, I get it.
Need to find a two guard that can just light it up. But, I mean, who's out there?
See, I don't mind Courtney Lee brings to the table.
I don't either, but I prefer him off the bench.
See, I think rather than the two guard, I think Memphis need an upgrade at the three. Like,
get Damari Carroll back. Go ahead and get Kevin Martin. Spend a little money. What am I saying? It's the Grizz.
Exactly.
What am I saying? Jeez.
Well, too much tea. Well, we're not quite Chicago, but you know.
No, bloody close though.
Maybe a shadow.
Just shits me at teams. Like, you want to win? You're a billionaire. Spend some freaking money. It's not like the teams are bringing in money.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, win a title, then cut back or something. Just get a title.
Look, I was going to save this for brain fart, but I think I might bring it up now. Dwight Howard's comments.
Oh, my God.
Look, we hang shit on Dwight Howard, and sometimes there was actually, I think, a show not so long ago where I actually thought, yeah, maybe we laid it on a little bit thick with Dwight. But when you come out after losing in the Western Conference Finals and you say that you're still a champion, you just make it a little bit too easy for us.
Champion of what? Is he a champion player? Is he...
When you hit the league, your career starts from zero. Like, college and high school mean nothing in the NBA. It's the no boys allowed league. So okay. you can't live off those. Look, otherwise we'd have, you know, guys like JJ Redick running around saying they're champions. Do you know what I mean? Like, come on now. Come on now, Dwight. Surely you recognise the pecking order.
I just... you got to... This is... Mate, I don't have a problem with his game or his playoff series that he had, but it's the other little stuff. It's shit like that that comes out of his mouth. It's smiling and arsing around before games, smiling during a playoff game. Oh, look, I'll come back to Kobe because he's the guy I've watched the most lately in the playoffs. You don't see him smiling, arsing around before a game. Don't see Gasol.
I mean, you can enjoy yourself when you're winning.
You know what? Enjoy yourself. Have a quiet, frothy after the game. That's it. At home. I'm satisfied with that victory. I'm going to have one frothy, then I'm going back to business.
It ain't over until I'm holding that trophy, right?
That's exactly right, mate. He's in his prime right now. Like, he's 30 years of age. Get it done. I'm telling you, like, once he hits those 32, 33, you'll start to see he'll start to see it himself. Shit, I'm not getting up so as I used to be. He's got to switch it on, man. He's got to mature a bit. I mean, he's such a big kid. Well, you saw it in 09 when they dispatched the Cavs. He was actually...
He had a great series.
He was awesome. He
had a great year. He had a great year.
he was locked in, dare I say.
Ooh.
Then to come out with, I'm still a champion, but you've won nothing.
Yeah.
You might win the child support payments, but that's it.
No, he's not even winning that. He's still chasing camp on that one.
Jesus.
Zing! Still.
Oh, yeah, kids are still going. It's, I don't know, man. No. Blessing in disguise when he left. And, you know, look, made the right choice, like I've always said, but blessing in disguise for us.
Hmm. Interesting. Sometimes I just wonder if we come down a little too hard on him.
Well, we praise his game.
Numbers can be deceiving. Sometimes I just think he's living his own little delusional world full of yes men.
Oh, he's on Howard Planet. Don't worry about that. He's well and truly cemented on Howard Planet.
Well, Vince, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys what teams and topics you'd like to hear next on the show. And we don't have a lot this week, which I'm actually happy with, but we've actually got some good ones.
Is that because you're ready for bed?
Pretty much.
Yep. I've heard it. You should see what I'm podcasting in a minute. Or maybe you shouldn't.
Luke Will wants us to talk about the 92 Melbourne Tigers with their killer combo of Gaze to Copeland.
I'll tell you what we need. We need another combo of Gaze to Copeland.
Tell you what we need. Another league.
Mate.
Zing.
Please. I beg the NBL. Just give me 2 years. Put me in as CEO. Just give me 2 years. I guarantee I'll fix it and half the pay. I'll fix it. I promise you.
Awesome.
I can fix it. We have the technology. You can do it. But they won't. Oh, well. Apparently there's a big signing in the NBL tomorrow. God knows what it is. Probably they, I don't know, we'll lacking the courts up. Who knows?
We'll see. I'll be the judge of that.
We've got new courts. Hey.
As far as the whole Gaze to Copeland deal, well, look, staple in Melbourne for years and years. I hated it. I wasn't a Melbourne fan, so I'm sorry.
Oh, hate the Tigers with a passion.
I hate them because they were so good. They were so good year after year. Bradkey, Copeland, Gaze.
Dave Simmons, Ben Simmons' old man.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Rainbow. I remember. Shut up for a moment. I remember when he came into the league, Copeland. It was fantastic. This dude was jumping out of the gym and alley-oops and one-man fast breaks. It was awesome.
Played for the Clippers.
Did I've got his card somewhere.
I think everyone's got his card somewhere.
No, they don't. They probably do.
Our next question comes from Danjo May. Are you as excited as me to have a fresh NBA Finals? Sure, James is back, which is amazing, but two new teams, I can't choose. Who have you got? Well, I'm not going to tell you who I've got yet. You can wait for the next show.
Yeah, but has he not been listening the last couple of weeks? We're cock-a-hoop with the freshness of these Finals.
Oh, it really is amazing. It is a pretty cool feeling to,
that
we're going to go into this and, yeah, have a new NBA champion.
I got a question for you.
Cool.
Did you ever think, as long as I've been watching the NBA since 1990, that we'd ever see the Warriors in the finals?
No, not at all. I'll tell you what, that crowd's going to be...
They pulled out some good teams over the years, but I never thought I'd see them this far. So,
I'll tell you, that crowd is going to be deafening.
Oh, boy.
And I reckon in the crowd you're going to see all those old Golden State fans and players. Baron Davis is going to be in there. Jessica Alba's going to be there. You know all
Chris,
those.
Chris Webber.
C. Webb. Well, you know.
No, he won't be there.
He won't be there.
Ronnie Cycling.
Sprewell and PJ will hug it out at halftime. No.
Donald Foyle.
Choke it out at halftime. Wait.
Felton Spencer will be there.
They've had some fun teams, but they've never really had a lot of good teams, so.
Imbo Coles will be there.
Ooh.
Wookie Blaylock is out of jail. He'll be there.
Is he out of jail?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's just get all these guys back. It was fun times.
John Starks.
We know Chris Gatling won't be there.
Gatling will not be there.
He will not be there. What a knob.
Credit card fraud or something?
Oh, my. What's he done with all his money?
Oh, boy.
Do you reckon Adam Ryan will be interviewing him straight from the cell?
Possibly.
He'll have to pay for the call.
Sheesh. Maybe it's his one call.
By the way, you should listen... Dale Ellis, man. He just interviewed Dale Ellis. Great interview.
In All Airness podcast, a great listen, guys. Definitely the Courtside stamp of approval. Adam Ryan. The Bill Simmons, man. The Bill Simmons of Australian podcasting, that guy.
So he'll get suspended soon from his own podcast. But yeah. Dale Ellis was just a ripping bloke. He was, you could tell he really was enjoying the interview and wanted to be there, you know. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, check it out. It was really good.
Sometimes with interviews, that's half the battle.
That's it. And he gets really good guests.
I know, I have that battle with you weekly.
Oh, yeah, fair call.
Look, we got one last question, and I wanted to talk about it. Our good friend and LA fan, Michael O'Dwyer, he has a question he actually put us up a little while ago about. He said, Bill Simmons always says you need to be competing for a championship or bottoming out. Being middle of the road gets you nowhere, and I tend to agree. Now that we're down to two teams left, I want to know which playoff teams from this year do you think should blow it up and start again, and where do their stars go?
Wow, I wish I'd known this question earlier.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to say the Bulls should blow it up.
I think they kind of already are by default.
Yeah, maybe. It's going to go one way or the other. So they're one. I think the Spurs should.
Really?
Yeah. But just keep Kawhi and Tony Parker. Just blow the rest up. And Millsy, if you want to keep Millsy for that Aussie factor.
What about Portland?
Wow, that's a tough call. I blame a lot of it on Stotts. You knew I would.
Yeah.
No, not yet. Not yet. Go one more year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one already from this season, and that's Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You got to blow that up. That's the height. That's the A on the list for me.
I think Lopez goes to the Knicks. If I could, I would trade all those guys out for picks.
Yeah, because they have no picks. You've just got to get
all my picks back and expiring contracts.
For the sake of the future, I think this draft needs to be a big one for Brooklyn, and they got to expect to not be making the playoffs for the next 3 to 4 years going ahead, but they're going to trade away those guys. While they've still got some value, you know, because guys like a Joe Johnson will still get you a decent pick, but if they leave it any longer, those guys, you know, they're going to be looking at second rounders for those guys, which will be sad for that franchise, you know. They got a nice new building, but they've just got some duds on that team.
If I'm Billy King, I'm calling the Knicks, and I'm saying, look, here's the start, here's Lopez. What else do you want for pick four?
Yeah.
Don't think the Knicks would do it, but because then if Moutier's there, man, you got Moody, you trade Darren out for even if you get a late first rounder for him, who cares? Just get him out of there.
Yeah. In the East, anyway, I say Brooklyn, and then in the West, I don't know. Even though I said Portland, I keep coming back to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to say Dallas and Spurs should blow it up.
Just
send Dirk to Houston.
Dallas had their year. You know, they made the mistake by not bringing the championship team back. You know, years have passed. Those guys aren't the same. It's not the same squad. And since that year, they're always sort of in that grey area.
So you could send Dirk to Houston for 1 year, stretch for a bit. And then you got Alice could go to the Bulls and stuff everyone else. Parsons go somewhere else.
So I heard this crazy show, Showtime and T-Wolves, the other day.
Yeah, don't let me. Hosting put you off.
Mate, not a bad job.
Yeah, I hadn't hosted in a while. It's a bit rusty, but that's all good.
Yeah.
I love chatting to Joey. It's fun. It's good fun.
Joey!
You know, I hang a bit of shit on him, but that's all right.
Yeah, I copped it a bit thick, that show, by the way.
Yeah, you did, but that's to be expected because you're a flog.
I was listening, you know, sitting at home with the wife. I said, I'll put a podcast on and listen to it. Sat there for the next 25 minutes, copping shit. I was like, yeah, that was a good listen.
So, imagine if I didn't.
Son of a... So is our 2K challenge still on?
Oh, it's on. I was practicing today, actually.
Yeah, I haven't touched a controller for a while.
Well, it's, mate, don't whinge when you lose.
Mate, I'm not losing this thing. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So we need to work out a little bit of parameters.
Yep.
So what's our go? What's going to happen? We're going to get the Courtside members in on this as well?
Don't see why not. I can see you get smashed. Well, best out of three.
I think we should maybe broadcast it then.
Well, I've got a Twitch account. I know you have as well. So, but if you want to, broadcast it
on the Twitch, and we'll post it on Facebook,
and people can, if they haven't got a Twitch account, sign up, and then you can comment while we're playing. You can hang shit on us, whatever you want.
So we'll be reading. We'll be reading commentary through the game.
Well, I won't be because I want to win, but you can.
Well, you know what I'm like playing. I do a lot of talking anyway, so it'll be entertaining.
We'll read comments out and shout you out and stuff like that.
Maybe by the next minisode, we'll work out some sort of prizes and stuff like that for it. So
yeah. We're going to work out how you guys can get in on it. And
three games, though? Best of three?
Should we do best of five?
Ooh.
Best of seven, sorry. Best of five.
No, I think best of three games.
Best of three.
Yeah.
It's going to be short.
But those games have to change up. So maybe in game one, it's 80s teams. Then 90s teams for game two. And game three, 2000 or current.
Yep. I wish I had the 2000 Lakers. yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Now, are we going to pick our teams or are we going to let the Quartzo members pick our teams?
Well, I'll get given shit teams. Not that they were shit back then, but I'll get like Bill Russell's bloody
Celtics. Well, no, we'll make it strictly teams from the 80s, teams from the 90s, and 2000s, or do you want to make it current?
Nah, do current. Do something. Do current.
Okay.
We'll see what they say. If they want to maybe put the question out on the page.
I'll put a post up on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. We'll ask you guys for your top teams of each era, and then we'll go from there. Maybe we'll take it to a vote, Vince. What's on the line if I lose or you lose?
There's bragging rights, mate.
Bragging rights? We could come up with like a little challenge or something.
I'm not doing anything stupid.
Something humiliating.
Stupid shit in my life. I don't need to do any more.
Something humiliating.
Like what?
I don't know. Well, I'll think of something.
Something humiliating.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're a sicko, you know that?
I'll think of something. Oh, even better yet, I'll let the courtside members decide.
I'm just winning, and that's it. I'm dropping the mic and I'm walking away. That's all I'm doing.
Here it comes.
Watch out. Oh,